Hello everybody, you're listening to Osho Radio. Osho Radio is offering you a program each week, alternately in English and in Hindi. We started the program with the first number from the CD by Deva Premal, Miten and Manoj. You can listen to a discourse by Osho today. We'll give you a short meditation. And we present some beautiful music from different corners and different cultures. I hope you will enjoy the program. The discourse today is from a series called Yoga, the Alpha and the Omega, Volume 4, Chapter 10. Osho is talking about celebration and how we can adapt the attitude of celebrating everything. Celebrating, you can even celebrate your sadness. You can even celebrate your anger. If you make a mistake, just say sorry to yourself and celebrate. Practicing celebration this way will definitely change your life.
The third question, can you talk to us more about celebration? Is it possible to celebrate misery? It is possible. Because celebration is an attitude. Even about misery, you can take the attitude of celebration. For example, you are sad. Don't get identified with sadness. Become a witness and enjoy the moment of sadness, because sadness has its own beauties. You have never watched. You get so identified that you never penetrate the beauties of a sad moment. If you watch, you will be surprised that what treasures you have been missing. Look, when you are happy, you are never so deep as when you are sad. Sadness has a depth into it. Happiness has a shallowness about it. Go and watch happy people, the so-called happy people, play boys, play girls, in clubs, in hotels you will find them, in theaters, always smiling and bubbling with happiness. You will always find them shallow, superficial. They don't have any depth. Happiness is like waves, just on the surface. You live a shallow life. But sadness has a depth into it. When you are sad, it is not like waves on the surface. It is like the very depth of the Pacific Ocean, miles and miles to it. Move into the depth, watch it. Happiness is noisy. Sadness has a silence to it. Happiness may be like the day. Sadness is like the night. Happiness may be like the light. Sadness is like darkness. Light comes and goes. Darkness remains. It is eternal. Light happens sometimes. Darkness is always there. If you move into sadness, all these things will be felt. And suddenly you will become aware that sadness is there like an object. And you are watching and witnessing. And suddenly you start feeling happy. Such a beautiful sadness, a flower of darkness, a flower of eternal depth, like an abyss without any bottom. And so silent, so musical, no noise at all, no disturbance. One can go on falling and falling into it endlessly, and one can come out of it absolutely rejuvenated. It is a rest. It depends on the attitude. When you become sad, you think something bad has happened to you. This is an interpretation that something bad has happened to you. And then you start trying to escape from it. You never meditate on it. Then you want to go to somebody and to a party and to the club, or put the TV on or radio, or start reading the newspaper. Do something so that you can forget. This is a wrong attitude that has been given to you, that sadness is wrong. Nothing is wrong in it. It is another polarity of life. Happiness is one pole, sadness is another. Blissfulness is one pole, misery is another. And life consists of both. And life is richer because of both. A life only of blissfulness will have extension, but will not have depth. A life of only sadness will have depth, but will not have extension. A life of both sadness and blissfulness is multidimensional. It moves in all dimensions together. Watch the statue of Buddha. Or sometimes look into my eyes. You will find both together. A blissfulness, a peace, a sadness also. A blissfulness which contains in it sadness also. Because that sadness gives it depth. Watch Buddha's statue. Blissful is still sad. The very word sad gives you wrong connotations, that something is wrong. This is your interpretation. To me, life in its totality is good. And when you understand life in its totality, only then you can celebrate, otherwise not. Because celebration means whatsoever happens, it is irrelevant. I celebrate. Celebration is not conditional to certain things, that when I am happy, then I will celebrate. When I am unhappy, I will not celebrate. No, celebration is unconditional. I celebrate life. It brings unhappiness, good. I celebrate it. It brings happiness, good. I celebrate it. Celebration is my attitude unconditional to what life brings. But the problem arises because whenever I use words, those words have connotations in your mind. When I say celebrate, you think one has to be happy. How can one celebrate when one is sad? I'm not saying that one has to be happy to celebrate. Celebrate is gratefulness, whatsoever life gives to you. Whatsoever God gives to you, celebration is a gratitude. It is a gratefulness. I have told you, I will tell you again. A Sufi mystic was very poor, hungry, rejected, tired of the journey. And he came to a village in the night and the village won't accept him. The village belonged to the orthodox people. And when Mohammedans are there, and orthodox, it is very difficult to persuade them. They won't give him even shelter in the town. Night was cold, hungry, tired, shivering, not enough clothes. He was sitting outside the town under the tree. His disciples were sitting there with great sadness, depression, even anger. And then he started praying. And he said to God, "You are wonderful. You always give me whatsoever I need." This was too much. A disciple said, "Wait, now you are going too far. Particularly this night, These words are false. We are hungry, tired, with no clothes, and the cold night descending, and wild animals all around, rejected by the town, without shelter, and for what you are giving your thankfulness to God? And what do you mean when you say that you always give me whatsoever I need? The mystic said, yes, I repeat it again, God gives me whatsoever I need. Tonight I need poverty. Tonight I need being rejected. Tonight I need to be hungry, in danger. Otherwise, why he should give it to me? It must be a need. It is needed. And I have to be grateful. He looks after my needs so beautifully. He is really wonderful. This is an attitude, unconcerned with the situation. The situation is not relevant. Celebrate whatsoever the case. If you are sad, then celebrate because you are sad. Try it. Just give it a try. And suddenly you will feel the sadness is disappearing, a distance is created. By and by you will forget sadness and you will be celebrating. You have transformed the energy. This is what alchemy is, to transform the baser metal into higher gold. Sadness, anger, jealousy, baser metals, they can be transformed into gold because they are constituted of the same elements as gold. There is no difference between gold and iron, because the same constituents, the same electrons. Have you ever thought about that a piece of coal and the greatest diamond in the world are just the same? They don't have any difference. In fact, coal, pressed by the earth for millions of years, becomes a diamond. Just the difference of pressure. But they are both carbon dioxide, both constitute of the same elements. The baser can be changed into higher. Nothing is lacking in the baser, only a rearrangement, a recomposition. That is the whole what alchemy means. When you are said separate, you are giving a new composition to sadness. You are bringing something to sadness which will transform it. You are bringing celebration to it. Angry? Have a beautiful dance. In the beginning it will be angry. You start dancing and the dance will be angry, aggressive, violent. By and by it will become softer and softer and softer. Suddenly you have forgotten anger. The energy has changed into dancing. But when you are angry, you can't think of dancing. When you are sad, you can't think of singing. Why not make your sadness a song? Sing, play on your flute. In the beginning, the notes will be sad. But nothing is wrong in a sad note. Sometimes have you heard, in the afternoon, when everything is hot, heart burning, fire all around, suddenly, from a mango grove, a cuckoo starts singing. In the beginning the note is sad. Sea is calling. Her lover or the beloved. In a hot afternoon, everything fiery around and sees hankering for love. A very sad note, but beautiful. By and by, the sad note changes into a happy note. The lover starts responding from some another groove. Now it is no more a hot afternoon. Everything is cooling down in the heart. Now the note is different. When the lover responds, everything has changed. It is an alchemical change. You are sad, start singing, praying, dancing, whatsoever you can do, do. And by and by, the base of metal is changed into a higher metal, gold. Once you know the key, your life will never be the same again. You can unlock any door. And this is the master key to celebrate everything. I have heard about 3 Chinese mystics. Nobody knows their name. They are known only as the 3 laughing saints. Because they did never anything else, they simply laughed. They moved from one town to another laughing. They will stand in the marketplace and have a good belly laugh, and the whole marketplace will surround them. All people will come, shops will close, and customers will forget for what they have come. And these 3 people, and they were really beautiful, laughing, and their bellies waving. And then it will become an infection. Then others will start laughing. Then the whole marketplace will laugh. They have changed the quality of the market. And if somebody will say something to us, they will say, we have nothing to say. We simply laugh and change the quality. And just a few moments before, it was an ugly place. People were thinking only for money, hankering for money. Greed, money was the only milieu around. Suddenly these 3 mad people come and they laugh. And they change the quality of the whole marketplace. Now nobody is a customer. Now they have forgotten that they have to come to purchase and sell. Nobody bothers about greed. They are laughing and they are dancing around these 3 mad people. For a few seconds, a new world opens. They moved all over China, from place to place, from village to village, just helping people to laugh. Sad people, angry people, greedy people, jealous people, they started laughing with them. And many felt the key. You can transform. Then in one village it happened, one of the 3 died. Village people gathered and they said, now there will be trouble. Now we have to see how they laugh. Their friend has died. They must weep. But when they came, the 2 were dancing and laughing and celebrating the death. Village people said, now this is too much. And this is unmannerly. When a man is dead, this is profane to laugh and dance. They said, you don't know what has happened. We all 3 were always thinking, who is going to die first? And this man has won us. We are defeated. And the whole life we laughed with him. How can we give him the last send-off? With anything else, we have to laugh. We have to enjoy. We have to celebrate. This is the only farewell that is possible for the man who laughed his whole life. And if we don't laugh, he will laugh at us. And he will think, you fools. So you have fallen again in the trap. And we don't see that he is dead, because how laughter can die? How life can die? Laughter is eternal. Life is eternal. Celebration continues. Actors change. The drama continues. Waves change. The ocean continues. You laugh. You change. Somebody else laughs. Laughter continues. You celebrate. Somebody else celebrates. Celebration continues. Existence is continuous. It is a continuum. There is not a single moment's gap in it. But the village people could not understand, and they could not participate in the laughter this day. Then the body was to be burnt, and the village people said that we will give a bath as the ritual prescribes, but those two friends said no. Our friend has said that don't do any ritual, and don't change my clothes, and don't give me a bath. You just put me as I am on the burning pyre. So we have to follow his instructions. And then suddenly there was a great happening. When the body was put on the fire, that old man had done the last trick. He had hidden many fireworks under his clothes. Suddenly there was Diwali. And then the whole village started laughing. And those two mad friends were dancing. Then the whole village started dancing. It was not a death. It was a new life. No death is death, because every death opens a new door. It is a beginning. There is no end to life. There is always a new beginning, a resurrection. If you can change your sadness through celebration, then you will become capable of changing your death also into resurrection. So learn the art while there is still time. Don't let death come before you have learned the secret alchemy of changing baser metals into higher metals. Because if you can change sadness, you can change death. If you can be celebrating unconditionally, when death comes, you will be able to laugh. You will be able to celebrate. You will go happy. And when you can go celebrating, death could not kill you. Rather, on the contrary, you killed death. But start it. Give it a try. And nothing is there to lose. But people are so foolish that even when there is nothing to lose, they won't give it a try. What is there to lose? If you are sad and I say celebrate, dance, sing, what you are to lose there? At the most, sadness will be lost, nothing else. But you think it is impossible. And the very idea of impossible will not allow you to give it a try. And I say it is one of the most easiest things in the world. Because energy is neutral. The same energy becomes sadness. The same energy becomes anger. The same energy becomes sexuality. The same energy becomes compassion. The same energy becomes meditation. Energy is one. You don't have many types of energies. You don't have many pockets of energies separate. That this energy labeled sadness, this energy labeled happiness. Energies are not pigeonholed. They are not separated. There exists no watertight compartment in you. You are simply one. This one energy becomes sadness. This one energy becomes anger. It is up to you. One has to learn the secret, the art, how to transform energies. Simply, you give a direction and the same energy starts moving. And when there is a possibility to transform anger into bliss, greed into compassion, jealousy into love, you don't know what you are losing. You don't know what you are missing. You are missing the whole point of being here in this universe. Give it a try.
Thank you.
Today the meditation is about dancing. Take dancing as a meditation. Disappear in the dance. Forget the dancer, the center of the ego. Become the dance. That is the meditation. Dance so deeply that you forget completely that you are dancing and begin to feel that you are the dance. The division must disappear. Then it becomes a meditation. If the division is there, then it is an exercise. Good, healthy, but it cannot be said to be spiritual. It is just a simple dance. Dance is good in itself. As far as it goes, it is good. After it, you will feel fresh, young, but it is not meditation yet. The dancer must go, until only the dance remains. So, what to do? Be totally in the dance, because division can exist only if you are not total in it. If you are standing aside and looking at your own dance, the division will remain. You are the dancer and you are dancing. Then dancing is just an act, something you are doing. It is not your being. So get involved totally. Be merged in it. Don't stand aside. Don't be an observer. Participate.
منتظره زنگ تفریح میشینم تا که این زنگ بخوره تو حیات تو رو ببینم وای تو حیات تو رو ببینم سر زنگ هندسه میگم این درس و بسه کاش که این زنگ بخوره دل به دل دار برسه دل به دل دار برسه موسیقی زیر سین قمای تو گل شقایقی، تو گل شقایقی. وقتی از در تو میای تنبل کلاس میشم، سر امتحان عشق گیج و بی حواس میشم، من گیج و بی حواس میشم. دست منو خوندی، منو برجوری سوزندی، منو مثل یه پرده کجا با که نکشندی. دست منو خوندی، منو برجوری سوزندی، منو مثل یه پرده کجا با که نکشندی.
In this program, you could listen to music by Deva Premal, Miten and Manoj from their new CD, Password. Also, we were playing music from Prem Joshua, Praful and Hatef. Take care, everybody. Have a good week and practice a little the dance of life. Bye-bye.
Sometimes.